Gamification for Business, Unleashing the Power of Play. Introduction, The Magic of Games. As a child, you probably played countless games, from hide-and-seek to building castles with Lego blocks. These games weren't just fun, they were powerful learning tools. Through play, we developed problem-solving skills, creativity, and social abilities. Now, imagine harnessing that same power of play in the business world. That's exactly what we'll explore in this book. Gamification isn't just about making work fun. It's about leveraging the mechanics and psychology of games to drive engagement, motivation, and innovation in business settings. Throughout this book, we'll delve into the principles of gamification, explore real-world examples, and provide practical strategies for implementing game-based solutions in your organization. The psychology behind gamification. At its core, gamification taps into fundamental human desires, the need for achievement, social interaction, and a sense of progress. When we play games, we enter what Katie Salen and Eric Zimmerman call a magic circle, a temporary reality with its own rules and social dynamics. This concept is crucial in understanding how gamification can transform business processes. Consider the annual McDonald's Monopoly game. By attaching game pieces to food items, McDonald's creates a powerful incentive for customers to make more purchases and visit more frequently. This simple gamification strategy has consistently boosted sales and engagement. But gamification isn't just about external customers. It can be equally powerful within organizations. For instance, a sales team might use a leaderboard to track performance, with top performers earning badges or rewards. This taps into our natural competitiveness and desire for recognition, driving improved performance across the team. Gamification in action, breaking down silos. One of the most powerful applications of gamification in business is its ability to break down organizational silos and foster collaboration. Let me share an example from our research. A large manufacturing company was struggling with communication between its design and production departments. We introduced a game called LinkXS, where team members from both departments had to work together to solve puzzles representing real-world production challenges. The game created a neutral space where designers and production staff could interact without the usual hierarchical constraints. As they played, they began to understand each other's perspectives and challenges. The result? Improved communication, faster problem solving, and a more cohesive team dynamic that persisted long after the game ended. This example illustrates a key principle of effective gamification. It's not just about adding points and badges to existing processes. It's about creating experiences that align with your business goals and organizational values. Designing effective business games. Now that we've explored the potential of gamification, let's discuss how to design effective business games. The key is to start with clear objectives. What specific business challenge are you trying to address? Is it improving customer engagement, enhancing employee training, or driving innovation? Once you've identified your goals, consider the type of game structure that best fits your needs. We generally categorize games into two types, progression games and emergence games. Progression games have a clear, linear path to success. Think of classic video games where you complete levels in a specific order. These are excellent for training purposes, where you want employees to master skills in a particular sequence. Emergence games, on the other hand, have simple rules but complex gameplay that emerges from player interactions. Chess is a classic example. These games are ideal for fostering innovation and creative problem solving. Let's look at a real-world application. A global consulting firm wanted to improve their consultants' ability to navigate complex client relationships. We designed an emergence-style game where players took on different roles within a simulated client organization. The game had simple rules about communication and decision-making, but the interactions between players created complex scenarios that mirrored real-world challenges. Consultants who played this game reported feeling more confident in handling difficult client situations. More importantly, the firm saw a measurable improvement in client satisfaction scores in the months following the game's implementation. The future of gamification, blending digital and physical. As we look to the future of gamification, one of the most exciting trends is the blending of digital and physical elements. This hybrid approach combines the scalability and data tracking capabilities of digital platforms with the tangible, social aspects of physical games. Imagine a company-wide fitness challenge where employees wear fitness trackers and compete in teams. The digital platform tracks steps, workouts, and other metrics, while physical team activities and challenges create real-world social connections. This type of hybrid gamification can drive engagement on multiple levels, improving both individual health and team cohesion. Another example comes from the retail sector. A major department store chain implemented a gamified training program for its sales staff. The digital component included quizzes and product knowledge challenges that staff could complete on their smartphones. This was complemented by in-store treasure hunts and role-playing exercises. The combination of digital learning and physical practice led to a 23% increase in sales performance among participating staff. Implementing gamification, pitfalls and best practices. As powerful as gamification can be, it's not a magic bullet. Implementing game-based solutions requires careful planning and execution. Here are some key considerations. 1. Align with intrinsic motivation. Effective gamification taps into players' intrinsic motivations, not just external rewards. Make sure your game mechanics align with what truly drives your target audience. 2. Balance challenge and skill. Games that are too easy become boring, while those that are too difficult lead to frustration. Strive for a balance that keeps players in a state of flow, challenged but not overwhelmed. 3. Ensure fairness and transparency. If your gamification involves competition or rewards, make sure the rules are clear and fair. Nothing kills engagement faster than a sense that the game is rigged. 4. Iterate and improve. Like any business initiative, your gamification efforts should be continuously evaluated and refined. Use player feedback and performance data to improve your games over time. 5. Consider ethical implications. Be mindful of how your gamification might impact employee stress levels or privacy. Ensure that participation is voluntary and that the system doesn't create undue pressure or invade personal boundaries. Remember the case of Disneyland's gamified employee leaderboard. While intended to motivate staff, it led to increased stress and even skipped bathroom breaks as employees competed for top spots. This serves as a cautionary tale about the importance of considering unintended consequences in gamification design. In conclusion, gamification offers immense potential for businesses to drive engagement, learning, and innovation. By understanding the psychology behind effective games and applying these principles thoughtfully to business challenges, you can unlock new levels of performance and creativity in your organization. Whether you're looking to motivate your sales team, enhance customer loyalty, or foster cross-departmental collaboration, there's likely a game-based solution that can help. As you embark on your gamification journey, remember that the goal isn't just to make work fun, it's to create meaningful experiences that drive real business results. So, are you ready to play?